Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. In Israel today, the weather is pleasant, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and warm temperatures in Jerusalem. A sunny day across most regions makes for ideal outdoor activities. Meanwhile, in Haifa, expect a gentle breeze alongside the sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel just in, two children are reported killed in Gaza strikes. Hamas is said to be nearing a deal with mediators on its arms. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports earlier this hour that the Middle East remains divided as tensions between Iran and Houthi Saudi Arabia continue to escalate. Also this hour, JNS confirms that a U.S.-owned tanker fire in Egypt was the result of a drone attack, with Iranian sources suggesting it was intended to disrupt global trade. Separately, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that the IDF has located dozens of weapons hidden in civilian infrastructure in a southern Lebanese village. And finally, Axios reports 2 hours ago that Netanyahu confronted Vance over criticism of the Israeli government within Trump's inner circle. Here's what people are saying online. Shanaka Anslem Pereira, a financial analyst, posted just minutes ago detailing Meta's significant capital expenditure last quarter and its impact on free cash flow margins. Al Arabiya English reported 15 minutes ago that three members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps were killed in a U.S. attack, according to state media. Ynet Global wrote 26 minutes ago that Egypt is downplaying the Damietta drone strike as concerns rise about potential threats to the Suez Canal. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel. The Gaza strikes targeted terror operatives, according to Israeli sources. This comes amid reports that Hamas might transfer its weapons to a post-war entity. The potential deal could alter power dynamics in the region, affecting future peace talks. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's report, the recent joint U.S.-Saudi attacks mark Riyadh's first public participation alongside Washington. This development highlights the growing alignment between the two nations against Iranian influence. The situation could further polarize the Middle East. Meanwhile, JNS reports that the tanker fire in Egypt was caused by a drone attack. Iranian sources suggest this action was a warning about the vulnerability of global trade routes. The incident raises concerns over shipping security in the region. Separately, Israel Hayom notes the IDF's discovery of weapons in southern Lebanon. The cache included explosives and anti-tank missiles found during an operation by reserve forces. This discovery underscores ongoing security challenges in the area. And finally, Axios reveals Netanyahu's confrontation with Vance over criticisms of Israel. Vance's skepticism adds to tensions within Trump's inner circle. This could influence future U.S.-Israel relations, depending on upcoming political developments. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business highlights how evacuation reconstruction projects are focusing on quality of life instead of just counting meters and spaces. Separately, CTEC reports that Israel is testing AI-powered drones capable of spotting wildfires before they spread. This innovation involves collaboration between IAI, the Technion, and emergency authorities. And finally, Globes announces that Israeli AI security company Onyx Security has raised $113 million. Onyx's platform helps organizations securely manage AI agents, showcasing the country's growing tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.